Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. When you post to your social media, please use the hashtag MoveCaliforniaForward so we can all check out what you're putting up there and showing how you're moving forward and your hopes for the future. This is Entercom / Radio Alice's statewide content platform. So we're going to be checking it out. We hope you'll check it out too.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. It allows you to bring your radio with you wherever you go. You can listen to this show, this station, all day long, right there on your little phone with your Radio.com app. So give it a try. Radio.com.
.com.
And there's a bunch of other words they like to use when they talk about Radio.com. But I just like to say, just listen to radio through your phone. There you go.
Yep. There it is.
All right. So here's what's happening. It's Monday, May 11th, and we have a chance of rain today and tomorrow. So temperatures look like they'll be in the low to mid 60s, depending on where you are. I don't know what to say in terms of when that rain will arrive. I've got no idea. But
clear skies here. Are you? How about out your window?
Hold
you
on.
Still got cloud cover, Vin? Ow. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, mostly blue, but then there's some clouds, so it's going to move in at some point here and whatever.
Yeah, my thing's saying 80% by 3 p.m. 80%
chance of rain. Oh, 80%, okay.
That's what it's saying.
Get ready, Mill Valley.
Yes,
it's going to get
Mill
wet
Valley.
Down
oh
there.
Oh, my God. Wet down there.
Mm-hmm.
Down there.
All right, so I'm going to begin with a couple different things here, and then we'll see where it takes us. There is an article going around online. It's been read like, I don't know, 6 million times. It's called The Risks. Know them, avoid them. You can look this up. It was written by some bio major dude out of Dartmouth. So, and I'm going to break it down just to the simple stuff that sort of matters to us. So in the article, they're talking about how much virus is released into the environment, where it's coming from, how you're going to catch this, if you're going to catch it. Oh. First of all, they say the people who are mostly getting sick, it's coming right into their own home. So one person brings it into the house and now the house has it.
Oh, or one. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing too. Like you don't even know where it comes from. It can be the food delivery or, I mean, it's just there's just no sense in getting paranoid about it. You got to live.
Well, you got to be careful, but yes, there's no way to. So one of the things the article is talking about is as we start to reopen, what are the dangers of that? And they're talking about how these outbreaks, they come in these clusters. They've been able to say, for example, here in the Bay Area, they were able to say this birthday party caused an outbreak. Like they trace this stuff back.
Wow. Those people must feel terrible.
Well, that's the kind of thing that they're trying to figure out right now. Like this nail salon, I think it was Gavin Newsom that pointed out a nail salon, and then the whole nail industry, nail manicure, I don't know, beauty
shop of horrors.
Right. They're like, hey, what are you doing? We're never going to be able to come back if you point us out as a point of, you know,
yeah, but guess what?
Well,
turns out.
So that's not even though on the list. They're saying while there are the nursing homes obviously had huge outbreaks and the cruise ship another thing that we heard about in the news. The biggest super spreading events are, and we've been hearing a little bit about the meat processing plants. Yeah. They say densely packed workers in where they have to communicate in a place that's kept cold, which is virus preserving. I mean, that's not.
That doesn't kill them. I'm like, throw it in the fridge. It'll be fine.
No, it doesn't kill it. So they're
what
saying
about
the
freezer? The freezer doesn't kill it either?
The freezer might, but they're not in a freezer. They're working in just a cold environment, and that's one of the bad spots, they say. So they also say weddings, funerals, birthdays, early spreaders. These are the things that
happen.
They were
gathering with people we know and love. We're hugging them. We're crying on them. I mean, funerals, I guess, right?
They're now saying that, like, if only we could have shut down a little sooner, we would have been in such a better spot. Meanwhile, how do you know?
You don't.
You know, and there are states and there are people individually suing China, I guess the Chinese government, for their reaction and for hiding some of the information that should have been pushed out there more quickly and more... more transparent about what was going on there. But anyways, another big thing is these conferences. Those are over, everybody. Get with that program because that's not happening this year and maybe not happening, who knows, going forward when that'll come back.
I think one of the hardest hit things going forward, like even as we get back to whatever normal is, it's going to be the hospitality industry. Like there are so many people whose bread and butter are large gatherings, hotels, conferences, convention centers, like that stuff is going to be decimated.
As we move back to work and go to restaurants, that's another spot that will be a real issue. So they're going to be trying to do this in, half occupancy for restaurants.
So half but revenue.
It's still going to be a problem as we go back. They also say your workplace is one of the places you're going to catch this thing.
Yep.
And for example, they point out places with no windows or airflow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, that's us.
Yeah. And what about shared mics and equipment that is being is used 24/7?
As Nicole sits there and she's feeling like, what do they call that? A sitting duck?
Yeah. Well, listen, Nicole has, I watch her because we're on this Instagram Messenger. What are we on? Facebook Messenger. And I can see her all morning depleting that Purell. I mean, right now, look at her. Right now, she's going through it.
We got one empty and one a new one.
Where are you even getting those from?
Jane.
Oh, Jane, you're the best. Jane has a secret stash of Purell. Who knew? But she's really good about keeping it stocked. And I watch her washing everything down. It's crazy.
The workplace is another thing you're going to have to sort of figure out, I guess. And I know luckily we're able to broadcast from home, and it looks more and more as this info comes out like we'll be here for a while. The article I'm talking about is called The Risks, and it's been viewed, it's viral, it's everywhere, and it's
put
just
it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Bryn, I think that's I would love to read that.
Yeah, it's really well done. It's not, they're not trying to fan flames or make people run for their lives. It's just one of those things where it's like, this is how this is spread. And this is the coming out of this. Right. These are the places where you're going to see possible clusters of sickness. As you'd mentioned, the hotels.
Yes.
Sarah, that is another thing that I have an article on here in front of me as they try to figure out how they'll be able to open back up before there's a vaccine. And one of the things they're going to be using, and I don't know how this works, electrostatic sprayers will clean the entire room, apparently.
What's that?
I don't know what an electrostatic sprayer is, but in some way, it's supposed to clean.
Does it disinfect everything?
It does mist the room. I don't know exactly. It seems
that's
like, if you spray something with Lysol, it's like,
ugh,
tacky. I don't think that that's something that they're going to be able to do. So this must be a better version of that, I'm assuming.
Right.
The bottom line
comes too.
For hotels is that they're going to have to make a no-touch process for you to be able to get into your room quickly, safely, and easily without touching anything.
Right.
So they're saying there may be glass blocking you from dealing with the person behind the counter. Oh. There may be less people helping you. But in order for there to be a safe, clean visit, they're going to have to streamline the process by which you get into your room. And so that's an interesting look. Hilton and Marriott are all looking at new policies, and they're talking with infection prevention and control teams and trying to figure out these electrostatic sprayers. I guess they say uniformly disinfect it across wide areas, and it must be in a finer mist than the Lysol, because the Lysol just makes stuff wet. So, like, you can't spray a room
with
that.
Can't stand that smell either.
Right.
Like, they, you know, hopefully these are scentless. Yeah, so, that's, I mean, I've really been thinking about, like, as you say, this is canceled and that's canceled. I'm like, God, man, those are all things we rent hotels for. And those businesses are going to be screwed.
One last thing, which is on the front page of the Merc today, is, and we sort of touched on this once before, why would traffic be worse? As that's one of the predictions you hear. Oh, traffic's going to be worse in the Bay Area.
Yeah, why would it? We're all going to stay home, aren't we?
Because no one's going to be using mass transit.
Right.
So everyone will be back to their individual cars, and even people
Everybody
who carpool
drives a car.
Will no longer be carpooling. So it's possible, if we get back up to full speed before this thing's even gone, that every single person will be driving.
That's a bummer.
Well, that's the reality.
But I guess unless you have one of those, you know, disposable hazmat suits, you know, I wouldn't want to get on. I shouldn't even say that into the mic. I just wouldn't want to, though.
What? Get on
a bus, a train, right. Anything.
Of course you wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, you'd be
I don't
like
bum people out.
This is not the way to make a long 20-minute drive. Holding your breath won't work. You're good for about 2 minutes, and then you're going to start turning blue, purple, and then you're going to
pass. And it doesn't matter
out.
Anyway, because you're sitting in a bucket of coronavirus, so
right.
Forget it. Just breathe. You're doomed.
You mentioned New York earlier, so yeah. I've got a couple fast facts. New
okay.
York, what was it?
Fast facts.
Spike Lee put out a movie,
short Instagram thing.
And it's about New York being empty.
Mm-hmm.
The three densest cities in the world are all in the Philippines. All have at least 90,000 people per square mile.
Wow.
Manhattan is the densest area in the U.S., and it has around 71,000 people per square mile.
That is a ton.
And so to see that go empty is probably a pretty neat watch. And you said that's on our Facebook page now?
I don't know. Brittany, did you put that Instagram post up? Oh, I can't hear
I don't
you,
hear
my
him.
Love.
It doesn't matter.
The Spike
anyway,
Lee one, right? Yes.
Yeah, the Spike Lee one. Oh, it's on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Cool. So you can see that. It's just New York, empty. Yeah. I don't know how the Philippines has handled the coronavirus, but they have the three densest cities in the world. They're all in the Philippines. Listen to this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Your dog causes twice as much pollution as an SUV.
What?
That's based on the energy it takes to produce enough food to feed the dog in its lifetime. Your dog causes twice as much pollution as an SUV. How do you like that?
I don't really.
I know, it's a trip.
Kind
but
of
I've also I've often thought about those that you know how things sort of you do this and that's fine. Like I'll give you an example, the Prius.
Yes.
They're wonderful, except these batteries they make are apparently you can't get rid of them.
Apparently, while you're not dumping stuff, you are personally not dumping stuff into the air. Like the process of making them and then later disposing of them is just horrific.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm just
so does it
right
weigh
now
out? I don't know if anyone's ever know written a story about whether the what it takes to get a Prius
right
onto the road and then off the road. And
how many miles
of
would you have to drive it at zero emissions for that to actually have an impact?
Yikes. E.T.'s actual name was Zrek.
Zrek.
Z-R-E-K Zrek. And it was going to be revealed in the sequel, but they never made it.
What? I wonder why they didn't. I mean,
it
what
probably
a
was garbage.
That was.
That's why.
Oh, like the story sucked?
Yeah, they probably went, we can't come up with a good...
Yeah, but Hollywood doesn't seem to care about that. It's like, oh, everyone went to see E.T. Let's make another one. And that's a way... Well, maybe these were just early days of Hollywood, back when they actually cared about the product.
Maybe. I mean, Spielberg, maybe Spielberg was like, this is my baby. This is my masterpiece. I'm not allowing it to get ruined by some...
No. Yeah, I own the rights to this still.
Right. Now, I don't know if I did this one, so I'll start to read it and you tell me.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson were supposed to record an entire album of duets together in 1983.
That doesn't sound completely unfamiliar.
But Freddie bailed because Michael kept bringing his llama into the studio.
Oh. Why do people have to do crap like that?
Well, because Michael got so big that he got to indulge his every thought.
Like, what? And also, what's the fascination with llamas? Like, they actually, if you've ever been around an actual llama, stinky. They don't smell good. They're filthy. They spit. They're gross.
Yeah, they're spitters.
Yeah.
I don't know what his thing was, but that's so, you know, Freddie Mercury said, no, I don't want to.
Yeah. You know, oh, one boy, thing there he is with his llama.
Guy needs a candle lit, or he needs some kind of patchouli smell going in order to sing his best. That's one thing, but no to the llama.
I need my support llama.
No. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is where you can text us what's going on with you or whatever, and we'd love to hear. 408 says, they missed my office with those sprayers. They leave everything lightly damp, but it dries within minutes and it seems to work.
Oh.
Electrostatic sprayers are going to become something we use.
Man, I wish I'd invested in a company that made electrostatic sprayers six months ago.
I know, no doubt. Friend of mine that works at Google told me they aren't going back to work until January of 2021. Everyone's going to work from home. I heard that.
Wow.
I'd heard that.
And think of all the office space they have. I mean, honest to God, real estate-wise, yikes. And that's a lot of these tech companies. They're finding that they don't need to have the kind of gigantic campuses that they thought they did. I've wondered so much about that. Like, you know, we talked about what it must cost to rent the two floors that we rent in San Francisco.
Right.
That Intercom pays for. I mean, it's got to be 50,000 square feet. It just has to be. I don't know how big that is. And if they can do that out of 1,000 square feet somewhere, just like a board somewhere where Nicole goes to run the show.
I don't know. I mean, someone like, has to do the math and figure that out. If that's the better way for radio to stay in business going forward, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, everybody has to adapt and quickly. And I'm hoping that all radio stations, you know, look, I like radio. Yeah. I want radio to continue.
I want it to survive.
Right. I want them to figure out and pivot quickly these businesses, these companies on how can we stay in business financially. And maybe that is the way. Get rid of these big buildings. Right. As for Google, though, they own half of downtown San Jose, or not half, but a lot. There's the Googleplex or whatever it is they're in the process of building.
And that's empty right now, huh?
Yeah, but part of that is that's just land ownership. There's nothing wrong with buying up land. If you're a company and you're sitting on half of the Bay Area and that's in your portfolio, that's a good thing.
Right. No, I mean, especially in that area. I mean, God knows if they ever were like, we don't need this anymore. There are developers who'd be into that.
Right.
Very, very interested.
Yes, fibbage is the one you have to make up a lie. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, we did that on Saturday night with the McCutcheons and had the best time. And it was all from our couches at home.
I got to figure out how to get on that. We play Jackbox games, box games with people at our house. We used to in the olden days, all the time. And they're so fun and so funny. And I got to figure that what you did out. I love the Jackbox
games. It was super neat. So we did a little catch up where we all talked about, you know, whatever's going on with our families and our stuff. And then we got to it and there's laughter and a winner. It's good. You'll like it. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Death. It doesn't just come in threes anymore.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.